ודובה גאולה עתידה כי מייצייס חמרץ מצרים מהרנול נפלויס. The Novi Ilmicha tells us in the same way that I took you out of Mitzrayim, with all the Niflois and the wonders of Gemma Tzrayim, I'm going to take you out of this Golas. And that we have many, many, many limudim, the comparison between going out of this Golas and Pesach. The Yetzias Mitzrayim was the first, thank you, the first Geula, and that contains within it all the aspects of the Geula. Move as far as Makadoshim, Shelodra Kanisim, Vahniflois, Shelitius Israel, Mokzul Ratzman. In the Sifra Kadosh, they mention it's not just the Nisim, the wonders and the miracles that will return. Ela Shigama Nisainus, Vahmatsovim, Shekladis El Yunus, Sunim, Bahim, Baisagula. Also, all the Nisainus and the Torahs and all the issues, the problems that Klal Yisrael had at the time of the Geula, yet doimi l'metzavon shel Bnei Yisrael b'metzeis Eretz Yisrael. What we're having now, all the aspects of the Golus that we're having now, will be the same as just before Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, there's an enormous amount to be learned about this Golus and the Geula that we're anticipating any minute from Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to learn, we'll see. We may say some Eretz Mitzrayim Meisu Abba Chamishyot Min Ha'am B'machas Cheshech. You all saw the Rashi this week, last week. 80% of Klal Yisrael during Machas Cheshech died. Medubo Makamem Milyone Yehudim Shemeisu. A few million people. Yeah? At least 3 million people stood at Sinai. That was just 20% of the Am. Imagine how many millions of Yidden died during Machas Cheshech. Why did they die? You can't say because they were a shoy, they died because of their riches. They were what's in between the Jews that are standing here? And the Mitzrim, the both of all, they all Baal of Adazara. Vim came, I see the Sheba Gina Mesa called Kaka, the Yudim, what did they do? Dos and Baviram went out. There were no shortage of Rashoim that went out. So why did these 80% not go out? It's important to know because we just said there's similarities between going out of Mitzrayim and going out today. And if we know what stopped 80% of Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim, we can maybe try and make sure that doesn't happen to us now. If a Kosh Boch is going to reveal himself, they've gone through 8 Makkas. They got to Makkas Choshech and they weren't ready to go out of Mitzrayim. What happened? 8 Makkas, can you imagine? 8 unbelievable Giluim. The Mitzrayim already understood this is, and 80% of Klal Yisrael are not ready to go out yet? Makurepo. Im keiner Lille Achen es hat zmeinu shelo lach zol oise tolz chas frilir g'day le shevavo agule ashleime nye reim lo. That means it could happen to us. If 80% of Klal Yisrael after 8 Makkas are still not ready to go out of Mitzrayim, that means it could happen to us. Almost wonders and niflois going out of this golus. 80% of Klal Yisrael could miss it. So you're moedik a stickle chasam sofia, which people that know this, there's a big wake up. Chasam sofia was more mitlahev on this. I've said this over many, many times, this stickle Torah from the chasam sofia. This week's Pasha, the Shalach. The Drosha Shabbos Agodo, the Benoit Shalachasim Seifer, Rub Shimon Seifer, Skusa Yogan Aleinu, Aksav Seifer, the son of the Chosim Seifer, Aksav Seifer, Rub Shimon. Mavuim Dvarim Akadoshim Shel Oval Agodol Maranachas Mosefer Shemava Ki Misosam Shel Oisam Yudim B'Mitzrayim Lo Yisa Oynesh. first thing you need to know, says the Khaifa, Shimon Sofer, in the name of his father, that the 80% of Klal Yisrael that died did not die as a punishment. Enormous mercy that Hashem had for them. Hashem investigates and knows what's going to be. He understands what's going on in everybody's matzavim, and he knows what's going to be in the future. Hashem knows that he's about to give Klal Yisrael two very difficult nisyonos. And he knows that these 80% are not going to pass the test. Hashem doesn't want them to die because of their rishus, notwithstanding the two tests. Therefore he took them out of the world. Hashem's Reila, so if they don't, you can see they're not going to withstand the test. So he kills them before they fail the test. You can understand what this means.
It's very hard.
No, tests, not makas. Hashem is going to bring Klal Yisrael to two tests. We'll see. Because now, Hashem saw that he knew that he was going to bring Klal Yisrael to two very difficult nisyonos, and 80% of the Yidden weren't going to survive these two tests, and therefore he took them out before. Yeah, what about Bechira? What about Pesada? A lot of kashas philosophy, but that means there's going to be two tests before Mashiach comes, and Roiv Jews are not going to withstand it. Let's see. Hachasam Sefer. If you want to go look, you can look it up yourself. It's in this week's Parsha in B'Shalach, Divra Maskel V'Oison. Chasam Sofer there. Start to look at Moedik. But anyway, we'll give it to you easier. Mitzei Shnayim Nisoynes Kedahalam. And we have what the Shimon Sofer said at his Pesach say, the Shabbos HaGadol Drosha, back in Peter, where was it? Petersburg? Where was he? Pressburg. Sorry, Khalil Petersburg. Pressburg is Ungary. The biggest yeshiva, the yeshiva in entire Europe. Chasam Sofer's yeshiva. I knew a yid from, I used to learn with a yid from Pressburg. Different kind of people. Right? Is the Chasam Sofer writes like this. Hanisayin HaRishon Ha'a B'Zman Makas Choshech. The first Nisayin is Makas Choshech. B'Shah Shamit Shumai Yishruim B'Choshech Omuk Shemanomim Es HaRois Ves HaPilois. Darkness was so thick and great that they couldn't speak, they couldn't move, they couldn't see. Libnei Zalai Oba Moishvoi Sob. Telling Israel had normal life going on. Lo Rak Bebet Tema Yeludim O. Elekidu Medivre Chazal. Hem Nichnesu Labata Mitzvim. Hashem told the Yidden to go into the houses of the Mitzvim. And they had light. Wherever they were Yidden, there was light. Vero Es Chadre Mashichoi Sob. Go and look and see where their storehouses are. Go look at where all their wealth is stored in their houses. All the wealth that the Mitzrim had was stored away in their homes, all the jewelry, all the gold, the silver, whatever. And the Klal Yisrael now is a moedik in his soil. Hamashiach hativit shelem ha'isel itol ma'olei chafonim mekol ha'itzoros ololu. The natural desire, especially when it's your money, because money actually belongs to you, it's not theirs. Magia lanu. The natural tevi is to take. Sherezei agia lehem b'tzedek lach l'shnois avoides perach e'yoimim she'amitzrim avdi o'isam b'li l'shalem lehem prute. After they've been tortured and enslaved and abused for so long, Without being paid a penny, the magialem. But Yosef lakach kol shalom b'tzim magiyem Yosef atzadik hamishul melech. Where did they get all this wealth from? How did we try and become the greatest nation in the world? Because of Yosef. Lula atzosa achok melaparo lo yom b'tzim elam midina aniyem nechshelis. If it wasn't for Yosef, Mitzrayim would look like what it looks like today. Over 1 million people squatting in the cemetery alone in Cairo alone. It's a backwater. Lule kalkalosoi have nuvuna b'meishil toina. I mean, you're nisharim, ani v'reiv. If it wasn't for Yosef's Yiddish kop, where would Mitzrayim be today? Nowhere. That's by most nations, by the way. Omed Yudi Mula Aron Shel Shichnoya Goy. The Jew standing there in front of the kasefet, the safe of the Goy, and he's got the code. He knows that no one can stop him. Security, Mitzrayim security is Allah panim, as they say. He wants to take a little bit of the silver and gold and diamonds. That's magielo. He'll have something, you know, when we leave Mitzrayim, we'll have something to mafanis myself. Is there something holding him back? Hashem told him, don't take anything. You go in there, you look where it is, you know, you make notes and you find where it is, because one day you're going to go off, you're going to ask to borrow, and then they say, we don't have, and you'll say, wait a second, I know there, and there, and there, and there. But don't take nothing. If you think this is an easy nisayon, what's the problem? Hashem said, don't take it. You don't take it. New poshet, right? What's the problem? Was it a nisayon? Afterwards, you'll go borrow from your neighbor. To take for makas choshech without permission, he didn't permit. Was it such a hard test? You've seen 8 makas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, go in there and see where it is. Don't take it, don't worry, I'm taking care of everything. You've got no financial problems because I'm taking care of everything. Just don't take it. Mama said, so don't take it. You go and you have a look, you make a note, you remember, and you go home. What's the problem? To make this a little bit more practical, I'll tell you what happened after the Holocaust. Zochani shechazanu. I remember when we returned, and many like us that survived, the few, the mute, shebe mute that survived. Shattered, broken people returned to their homes, returned to their cities. Back to our beautiful homes that we were chased out of. We didn't find nothing. Hakol nechrav, ein bayit v'ein mishpocha. There was no homes, there was no family. Ein beis midrash v'ein chaverim. No bate knesset, no shul, the shuk. Nothing of that life was left. Mo'oim lo noisa ma'aveinu ha'mofar. Nothing left. None of the glory was there. Ha'inu v'matzav kasher. Hakas ala al gedoisov. The anger. Kasana ala goyim ha'Czechoslovakim she'oshu zois. Anger to Czechoslovakim that permitted this. They were hidden at Ditchon and their houses were there when the Goyim were living there. And they came back, they wanted their houses back. They threatened to kill them if they came back again. There's nothing left for them there.
Hayudim shehizgavnu lechotzeroiseyem shel Goyim shoydenim vegonovimem. Ugumuven gam miagermanim.
Taken away, stolen from them. You know, you want to take Nakoma, you see these people, they're living lives, lives and whatever, and they facilitated your going off to the camps and took all your money and your wealth and left you penniless, broken, shattered. They were yidden that went, they wanted to beat up the Czechoslovakians, they wanted to take their money back, there was a story going on there. His father didn't want to get involved in this. He wouldn't go and steal from the goyim, he wouldn't take anything that wasn't his. He didn't want to make wealth or get money from the goyim, and he was one of the few that stood by this nisoy.
Why can't the seller say, just like when I sing,
but to go and steal and to rob and burglarize the goyim from the town that they were expelled from, that he wasn't prepared to do. Am Yisrael be Mitzrayim ayeh be Matzav doyme be Malchus Choshech. Klal Yisrael was locked in Malchus Choshech. Hem ru be Chidra Mitzrim es hakelim hayekarim shenirkuk mibat avoyso. You're going to this guy's house and there's the beautiful samovar of your bobbers. There's your grandmother's alarm clock. There's your, yeah, there's the dinner service that they stole from you. Hem yadu shekol ha'ish Hashem hu arotzen leknonu b'ritzayim. There was mind that you've got and they had enormous, enormous desire to take revenge. Ulepatzos es atzman ala sevel shal shneis ha'avoydus ha'yikotim. After all the years of sevel, of suffering, of watching your children murdered under your nose, you used to take 100 Jewish babies every day. You saw your children built into the walls to build their cities. And now you have an opportunity to take revenge? That's not a natural middle? No, that's not a natural middle to take revenge. Anybody ever been in a soil where you're not allowed to take revenge? Actually, Akharis Baruch Hu Nakalesh Nishmosim Shel 80% Men, 80% of Klal Yisrael died. Ki Yodei Shem Lo Yoichlu Lamed Benisoyin Velo Lito Meuma Ma'a Sheroi Shenayim. Akharis Baruch Hu knew that 80% of Klal Yisrael wouldn't understand this Nisoyin. Why does Hashem give us Nisoyin if we can't withstand? That's because every Nisoyin you can't withstand. Talk. Madua Amid Akharis Baruch Hu Al Yisrael Benisoyin Kasheh Zeh. Why did Akharis Baruch Hu give Klal Yisrael such a difficult Nisoyin? You have Klal Yisrael in the soin, and you know that 80% aren't going to be able to stand the soin, so you killed them before. Make sense to you? Posh it. There's a Maharal that says that the neshamas before Mashiach comes are going to be the neshamas that are 80% and never come out of Mitzrayim. The neshamas that didn't make it out of Mitzrayim, the 80% that died in Malchus Choshech, and there is a Maharal that says it, are going to be the neshamas that will greet Mashiach. The Nisroim that you'll have before Mashiach is going to be those neshamas that need to come out of Mitzrayim, out of this group. As Chazal explains, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us such a terrible test? Shamida ben Nisroim zeh ha'yisa ha'bechina l'nechonoisoi shel ha'yudi l'tzeit m'Mitzrayim. This was the test you needed. This was the final examination you needed. Second final examination needed in order to go into Mitzrayim. It was a spiritual redemption. Not just a physical going out of Mitzrayim. You need to get out of the spiritual aspect of Mitzrayim. The tzeit Mitzrayim perusha shel davay ala ozef es ha'koichi ve'oitzim yodi. Mitzrayim was a nation of koichi ve'oitzim yodi. At Kedai that Paro made himself and created the whole world, and he was the boss. That's why he didn't know Hashem. The mitzvim aminu bo ulashlich es shamitzim haaminu bo ulashlich es esayav al ribonim shalelam kivishenema lechta acharav b'midbo. You had to leave the koich veitzim yodi, which was the god of Mitzrayim. That's what they believed in. That was all their koiches. They didn't even have to pray for rain because the Nile did whatever it did and inundated their lands. It was a beautiful place, Mitzrayim. It was a garden country. And leave all that and go into the desert. Lechta chara b'midbo. Liyoyz be'emunu b'timimus liptoch v'kodesh bochu yeyten kesef v'zav m'melela ma'alila doig void l'kachas l'atzmi. The opposite of that is, I'll go with Hashem into the midbar. What do I need money in there? Hashem's taking care of me. I don't need anything. Ani osei klum. I'm doing anything. Don't call me Hashem. Anybody notice that's a big nisoyin today? Anybody notice that the biggest problem we're facing today is the problem of koich veitzim yodi? We live in a society of narcissistic, self-sustaining people who want to have nothing to do with anything other than their own. I've done it. Look what I did. Powerful, powerful people, powerful nations, and it's all based on concrete. It's all based on denial of Hashem. The most powerful nation in the world today is built on Yesodis that there's no God. China. Weren't expecting that, were you? Even in America, who says in God we trust, we know who their God is. That's the thing that it's printed on, in God we trust. That's their God. Golas Mitzrayim ayu pdois mi kavle hazman umechuke ateva. What did the Makkas do? The Makkas showed that Hashem has total control over every aspect of the teva, even the lice. you know, there was lice. There's a McCall that says, there's a Midrash, I think, that says there were lice in Goshen as well. Wasn't there, were no lice in Goshen? There was lice in Goshen just like there was lice everywhere else, but they didn't mafria. The Mitzri and the Yidden were walking down the street in Goshen, and the Mitzri was suffering from the Kinim, and the Mitzri word, and the Yidden word. The same with all the Makkas. You're drinking water and he's drinking blood from the same cup. But how, the Bagad, the Hail. Hail knew exactly who to hit, who not to hit. Little Jewish boys and girls were playing with lions in the street while the Mitzvah were being devoured by them at the same time. It was a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's total power over nature. Because that's what the Mitzvah held. They had koich over the nature. Gulas Mitzrayim he produces mikabele hazman u michukei teva. You're being redeemed from chukei teva. A new nation was being born here. A spiritual nation called Klal Yisrael is being born at Yetzias Mitzrayim. He yetzia me'aklal shel b'zeh sapecha toicha lechem. From Adam Arishon ad Yetzias Mitzrayim there was a klal called b'zeh sapecha toicha lechem. You were going into the midbar now, there was no b'zeh sapecha toicha lechem. We ate mon. We didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to make any status. You need to go to the bathroom and you didn't need to clean your clothes. You didn't do anything. Shem took care of everything. Living with Hashem today, knowing that everything's taken care of and not worrying about tomorrow. Hashem will give me whatever I need. I mean, nothing to worry about. And that's how it was. Yaitzim Yisrael Halchu Achav Kodesh Baruch in the Midbar. The Lo Shailas Be'eretz Lo Zeruah in the Midbar. They didn't go into a verdant land. They went into a Midbar. No food, no water, no nothing. How'd you do that? Anybody's going through the deserts, traveling through the Gobi Desert, you better take provisions for you. We know how to survive out there. Klal Yisrael walked out. 20% of Klal Yisrael walked out with Hashem. Be'eretz Lo Zeruah. Em Halchu L'makom Shmomash Ein Sikui La'atzmiach Bo'muma. You can't plant anything, you can't grow anything, you can't survive. Hein Somcha L'Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitem Le'Maichel U'Mashke. Hashem will give us food and water. V'chein Em Zochu Yoyim Yoyim L'man Min HaShemayim Shuboim Tomu Es Kol HaTamim Shuboilo. Every day they got Man HaShemayim that tasted with all the tastes in the world. Ra'a Chaselim Klum. Hem zochu gam lebeh mayim she's galgulei mayim b'kol moisoseim harachovos es haravoso es smayenam that beh miriam that quenched their thirst. Haylech bein amalus ubetochen achashem es brach einu mafsid muma. And they learned that whoever walks after Hashem with betochen tmima loses nothing. That's the first we say. Are you going to be able to walk after Hashem no matter what? Trust in Hashem, zo. Do what you have to do, and then you leave everything up to Hashem. Nothing to worry about. We live today, tomorrow's not here, yesterday's finished. A sibila daiga minayim. Ibn Ezra. Yeah, Ibn Ezra wrote a beautiful poem. It says, yesterday's finished, tomorrow doesn't exist, and the now is a fleeting moment. So what's the source of your worry? Sibila daiga minayim. What's the cause? Where do you have anything to worry about? Kodesh Baruch Hu, yara now, ma daiga. Daiga comes from worrying about yesterday and tomorrow. No one ever daiged about now. You haven't got time because you're finished now. And you're in a new now. No time to worry about now. You're too busy being in the now. So what are you worrying about? The mistakes you made yesterday. And what's going to be tomorrow? Who says the Ibn Ezra? Yesterday's finished and tomorrow's not yet. So what are you worrying about it for? Most of the things you worry about never happen anyway. Belel Shimuri Mistoyli Zeh. Klal Yisrael was totally dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that Leila Seida Arishon. So we're getting to the second test, and I think we should stop. We don't have time to do this. Okay, today we saw what the first test was. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll see what the second test is, and then we'll see what it has to do with us in this generation, and we'll try to learn how to avoid being part of the 80%. We want to be one of the 20%. You'll see the two tests. The Chasam Sofer is mamash prophetic. Mamash prophetic.
But I see now the reason that means it doesn't want to leave. Mitzrayim because of this?
He couldn't. He lo yama speak betochen. What's going to be the panos? How am I going to survive? How am I going to? I can't. We'll see the second test as well. Moedik test. We'll see how that applies today. You'll see it's mamish what's going on today. You what's going on today. That was the two nisoynas kashe mod, and you see most Yidden are not withstanding the test. That's why you have to know about it at least to know where the war is. A lot of people are spending a lot of energy fighting wars that aren't really relevant. They're not their wars. I'm talking about in our world, in the Torah world. Many energy and whatever being mashkeen on things that are irrelevant. And the two most important nisoynas that we have are being unfortunately denigrated. So at least Bokashem. Zechinu.